WX, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Won't you come and play with me?
Flawless.
We also would have accepted Tell Me What You Think of Me.
Huh, I guess you're free to...
Give him the breathalyzer!
Huh?
You're under arrest.
Don't! Oh.
Think you can get this car home?
Sure thing, giant beer!
Ooh! Ow! Oh, oh, ow! Mother of mercy! Hey, this is kind of fun! Whee! Oh.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Just heard is true. The names have not been changed to protect the guilty. However, Lagwagon does not condone drinking and driving. They just find this particular situation to be quite humorous.
Episode 265, the Drink and Drive Edition. We're redoing vocals because the batteries ran out on the fucking board.
Yeah,
technical difficulties. And we got to get another recount of the Gower memory. It's a Gower memory. It's a Gower memory.
You'll never be able to forget it. It's a Gower memory.
He was in an RV. They had a keg in the shower. Retell the story, man. It was too classic.
Oh, we're starting from the beginning.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so
fuck.
From the beginning. First things first, if you're drinking, don't drive. If you're driving, don't drink. But this episode is about everybody else in the car.
Yeah, so we've both been on horrendous long drives and drank in the back seat. And yeah, man.
Yeah, so many years ago, I set forth upon a journey in a recreational vehicle across this magical land from the city of Sacramento, California, all the way to Quincy, Washington, almost 1,000 miles away from home. I traveled with a small pack of friends in search of music. But upon this journey, within this recreational vehicle, I had a mighty tool. Within the confines of the shower space, there lived a large bucket that was filled with ice and a magical metal cylinder device known as a keg.
Silver chicken.
And this silver chicken filled with the finest ales of Chico, California.
Pale ale.
Delivered henceforth the most magical golden ale you have ever quenched your thirst upon. The long white line carried on, but we did too. Never stopping until maybe around Bend, Oregon, where we went to a titty bar and then said, hey, maybe we should go to Deschutes Brewery and get another keg before we get to the shows, man.
And you did that?
And so they did.
That's amazing. My story of drinking in the van, I used to be in a band. We did like a mini tour. We went to Salt Lake City from Chico. I think we played in like Reno and then maybe Sacramento. And anyway, we were on 80 from Reno to Salt Lake City. And I just drank continuously out of a cooler because it was so miserable.
Like drinking while driving, there's a certain thing about it. It's almost like reading while driving.
Yeah, it's bad, like, man. And we don't condone it.
You're just like all of a sudden you look up and you're like, whoa, man. Oh, boy. We are moving.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll hear a lot of badass music on this one. Opening the show, Lagwagon, Stoking the Neighbors. Great track indeed.
So what's going to lead us into the next segment, in fact?
We got some gin and juice, Snoop Dogg.
Rolling in my 6-4.
That's right. We got some cool bands, some Offspring, some NoFX, some Hell Yeah. Some Alestorm again. Gotta give a shout out to Alestorm.
Hey, you know. That's how we do it here at Rhyme with Treason.
Weird.
There ain't nothing wrong with a little Rhyme and Treason quality shenanigans.
That's right.
You know?
And of course, when
especially when it's something new, something different, something obscure, we may play it a little bit more than something that's a little bit more mainstream because, well, for one, if it's mainstream, you probably already fucking heard it.
That's right. And the only reason I'm making this show to ease the pain of tomorrow, where I embark on the interim ops manager position.
It's brutal, bro.
Like a head coach. When the assistant coach gets promoted, they fire
like the defensive
coach.
Line coordinator becoming the general manager.
The interim head coach. Yeah, exactly. So there's that. And drank a bunch of beers last night, feeling the effects. And holy shit, man. You'll hear a lot of cool sound clips, too, of funny movies where people get pulled over. Some Dumb and Dumber, some Super Troopers. Pretty standard.
So you may You may hear in the background right now the sweet, sweet sound of that ice cream man. Now, the ice cream man rolls through my hood on the regular. Even in the winter, all year long, ice cream man be rolling hard through this hood.
Oh, shit.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, if there was ever a job for someone that wanted to drink and drive, it would probably be ice cream man.
Or the Schwann's driver with their weird meats and trucks. Like, how is that a thing? Dude, my neighbor gets the Schwann's all the time. He's hella old.
Yeah, but at least, like, well, no, but like what I mean by that, like, first off, like, you're driving an ice cream truck, like, you're going to go slow.
Yeah, that's true.
You have lights and signs that says, like, hey, hello.
You can pound that rum ring.
Here I come.
All right, we're going to play some more music. Thanks for listening. This is Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice, Rhyme.
And ice cream is freezing.
Hey, baby, get the bubble gum in this motherfucker.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few wins as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But
for what?
We don't love them hoes.
Yeah.
So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this. Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in and out, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Back. I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating he who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that bitch, please raise up off these N.U.T.s, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. B.I. Chuck J.
Rolling down the street, smoking in and out, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in and out, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang to Tango Ray. And a fat ass Jake of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top. Cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dope. And I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking in and out, sipping on.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in and out, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in and out, sipping on gin and juice.
Biatch
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in and out, sipping.
Yo, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing. Yeah!
Killer boots, man! Pull your vehicle to the side of the road!
License and registration, please. You fellas were going a little fast back there, wouldn't you say? You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
No, oh no, sir.
Oh, no.
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, well, what's that?
That's nothing, sir.
Yeah, nothing.
Then, yeah, well, you aware that it's against the law to have an open alcohol container here in the state of Pennsylvania? Come on, give me that booze, you little pumpkin pie haircutted tree. Come on.
I'm not so worried about how many I kill. You want me to tell me we're in the down? And get up all the booze that you got in your house. And goddamn thing that you can do. Cause we're gonna crash this party like we did in high school. Tap up the barrel, twist up the weed. Lord, that's a degree. It's our time now, so everybody scream. Yeah, let's get fucked up till we fall down. So everybody can drink, drink, drunk right now. Let's get tore up till we're face down. Cause the hell yeah, drink, drink, drunk, we're back in town. Right now. To all the hellions all around the globe, slam your fist on the bottom and around the shot. Half broken joint and a bottle of booze. I can't walk a straight line, but that's the life I choose. But I'm bringing the hope. If this party was the Vatican, then I'd be the Pope. Tap up the ganger, twist up the weed. Lord, that's a degree. It's all done now, so everybody scream. Yeah. Let's get fucked up till we fall down. So everybody can drink, drink, drunk right now. Let's get tore up till we're face down. Cause the hell yeah.
There's only two reasons that we showed up here.
Right now,
to party and kick some ass.
We're almost out of beer. There's only two reasons that we showed up here. To party and kick some ass. We're almost out of beer. Yeah.
I beg your pardon, sir. I think you must be saying that wrong.
No, no, no. The key to life is the penis in your asshole.
I don't think you're saying what you mean to say.
Oh, oui. A penis, you know, to smile, to be a penis.
Oh, happiness. Honey, yes. Okay.
In your asshole.
That's...
No, your asshole, where you live, your appartement, your domicile.
Your house.
Household.
Ah!
The key to life is happiness in your household.
Oui, the key to life is a penis in your asshole.
I'm trying to tell her that.
What do you think I say?
Oh, I don't even want to tell you.
Yeah, maybe they'll get a kick out of it. Okay, well, we thought that you said that the key to life is a penis in your asshole.
Sack me, Blue, no! You Americans think everyone wants to fuck you? No one wants to fuck you!
Got my car out and we've had a day. I've been drunk since last Saturday.
slip of the night. A dozen bottles and a swerve in the right. Now I slam my face into the back of a big rig. At least you never catch me, you fucking pig. Designate someone other than me. I'm so drunk I can hardly see. Another shot of Jaeger and I turn the key. Got so many places to be.
People designated drivers tonight. Three people. 2,000 people are staring at me like, why get drunk if you ain't gonna drive? That's half the fun of being plowed. See all those headlights coming at you trying to figure out which two's real ones. And I'm not making fun of this program. I think it's a great idea. You know, because anything is safer than the way we used to do it. Hey, dude, get up. Give us a ride home, man. Come on, what you say? We'll buy you a beer. Come on, what's that? The only problem with the designated driver program, it's not the world's most desirable job. Because if you think about it, basically you're babysitting people whose biggest ambition is to pee in the parking lot. But if you ever get talked into doing it, have fun with the group. Like at the end of the night, drop them off at the wrong damn house. Preferably in their boss's front yard or something. Where the hell are my flamingos? Money on them. Drunks will give you money for anything. What you do, cram as many of them as you can fit into your car. On the way home, stop at every gas station you come to. Get out, pretend like you're putting gas in the car, make them pay for a full dang tank. You make $400 or $500 in a 10-mile stretch. Dang, Bill, the mileage on this thing sucks. Too many of you know what I'm talking about. Just please don't drink and drive. It's not funny. And I've known it all my life. I was a kid. I was riding on the front seat of the car with my dad. And he had been drinking beer all day. And we got pulled over by the highway patrol. The officer walked up to my dad's window and he went,
excuse me there, sir. Can I see your license, please? No, sir, I don't need a cold beer. I don't think you do either. Mr. Foxworthy, do you know why I pulled you over, sir? Well, it concerns that vehicle you're pulling behind you. No, sir, it's not against the law to tow a boat, but we do require you put it on a trailer. Could you ask your friends to get out of the boat, please, sir? No, sir, I don't give a damn if the fish are biting. Could you ask your friends to get out of the boat? Now, you dropped your skier about a mile back there. So please don't drink and drive. Don't drink and hunt either. I've got a lot of relatives good at that. A few years ago, my Uncle Jack shot my cousin Ricky. Said he thought he was a deer. Poor old Rick just backing the car out of the driveway. That's what you get for driving a brown car with a white license plate and a luggage rack. Those luggage racks look just like antlers from a bathroom window. They really do.
I said, get off.
She like cola next to the PlayStation controller. If a full trip, then I'm gon' show ya. Send a jacker into a coma. Girl, you ain't on crazy like crazy bone. Tryna make your money, tryna have no babies. Ride clean as well, so I pull in ladies. Laws on patrol, and you know they hate me. Music turned all the way up into the maximum. I got speakers, some boys try to jack for some, but we packing something that we'll be half of them. We'll have a player locked up in the maximum. Security cell, I'm gripping old. Music loud, and I'm tipping slow. T steady twisting, like hit this smoke. Police pull it right behind while we sitting low. The windows down, gotta stop pollution. City change boys, like who is that producing? That's the plan. Skills when we out and cruising. Got warrants in every city except Houston, but I still ain't losing.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 My music so loud, I'm slanging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding.
Episode 265, the Drink and Drive Edition.
What if the ice cream man was like a liquor store? You can. It was like the ice cream man. It was like the ice cream man, right? But there, it was like a different tune, right? It was like, bam, 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 like some Mario Brothers shit or whatever, right? And you hear that guy rolling up, dude, and it's like, you're like, hey, what's up? And he's got beer. He's got those little airplane bottles of booze.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Like, packs of smokes, like whatever, dude. So you could like, and you could use it like an on-call app too, and be like, hey, man, come to my neighborhood at this time, and like, blah blah blah.
Yeah, and just make the beer like twice the price, you know, for the inconvenience.
Of course, yeah, yeah. It's like $42 for a 12-pack or whatever, yeah. But. Your
people will
drunk
pay.
At
yep. The store. That's absolutely true. And yeah, man, another funny drunken. Well, not really funny. I guess Forte did get a DUI eventually, but Forte, that's
not surprising.
The living legend, which sucks. I think it was reduced to a wet and wreck. He blew a .09.
Oh, that's
he
horseshit.
Had one beer. And just the whole thing is like, what the fuck.
That sucks, man. It's always the case. Like, it's like, you're like, having a quick beer at lunch or something and get in the car and don't hit your turn signal.
Yeah.
Then, boom, it's a .09.
Or turn the lights on, you know.
Yeah, like, you're like, seriously, dude?
When you're driving at night. Yeah. Anyway, he was wasted at a party, met this guy who was also wasted. Said somehow
we
they like,
together.
Yeah, somehow they became buddies or whatever, and he's like, yeah, I'll give you somehow. A ride home. Anyway, so he gets in this guy's car, he's driving toward his house, and he's one block away from his house. I used to live with him at this point. He's one block away. Guy gets pulled over, gets a DUI, and Forte's like, my house is right there, can I just walk? Nope, you're going to the drunk tank, blah blah blah. So they arrested him, threw him in the drunk tank.
As the passenger?
As the passenger, because he was so wasted, also.
That's ridiculous.
Drinking and driving, what can you say? A lot of great music about drinking and driving. Just hilarious. How could there be this many good songs? Just because it's a fun topic or what?
I was going to say, I mean, it's because it's something that's so, like, no way, like, outlandish and whatever. Everyone knows that it's bad and wrong. So it's pretty easy to make a song about it to sound like
that
you're
cool.
In a bad Yeah, exactly.
Promoting it.
Exactly. I mean, like, look at Guttermouth. They have, like, a song about a fucking donkey show fucking his mom.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True. That is a classic track that you won't hear on this episode, but we still love it. I mean,
but it just goes to show that, like, the whole point is just to, like that's to the absurd, right? But
I can see in this guy's reflected sunglasses.
I got some ice cream stuff.
He's got his
red. Or do I take the red pill or the blue pill?
I'd go with blue.
Red.
Are you
going with red? Are
you doing the freezer for me?
Can you take
bubble gum? I don't like bubble gum. See?
Okay, I'll take both of them.
No, yeah, there you go.
His
there
pandemic
you go.
Upbringing. Raised in the pandemic.
See? Ice cream man, dude. What did I tell you?
Yep. Ice cream man gets awesome. Him every time and don't drink and drive.
If he had six packs, if he had four packs, I'd be fucking out there going broke too. I'd be like, hey, look, kid, I got like four packs. You want to try a peach pale ale? Like, no, Dad.
The alcohol truck and the drive-through liquor store. I've only been to
one
in Texas.
There used to be one in Tahoe.
Really?
Like, it's still there, but like they won't sell you liquor in the drive-through or whatever. But
oh yeah, they'll totally give you a margarita or a beer.
Oh, like an actual, like,
you can drink
a cup with a lid and a straw.
Yeah, you can legally get up. I think it's like 0.18 or something like that, or point. Nah, Texas, or it used to be. I don't know if it is anymore.
Like Wyoming.
Yeah, because there is miles and miles of fucking nothing, dude.
Yeah,
like you.
Like the only thing you're gonna hurt out here is yourself. So Have at it.
Also, there's no speed limit on the roads, you know, at some point.
Montana, yeah.
Oh, and Texas. We're a couple of United States fuckfaces fucking trying to cope on a Sunday afternoon. This day has gotten away from me.
Yeah, man, I feel like we're like in a Lighter Shade of Brown song or something.
I don't know what that means, but or who that band is. But
smooth, just chilling on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna go to Brown. Oh shit. Anyway, drinking and driving, that's the theme of the show. We're gonna play some more music. Here it comes. Drink and Drive. Coming up, more badass shit. Rhyme.
And shifting gears into treason.
Yeah. drink and drive. Be the sign, don't catch a DUI, yeah. Swallow your pride if you don't wanna die. Take a eye, it's your life and mine. I swerving through the night. I did that shit too light, yeah. I catch a DUI. I know it's over some mind.
Yeah, I'm wasted, yeah, yeah, I'm wasted. I can't fuck it if she basic, yeah, I know she basic. I'm swerving in and out the lanes, yeah, I'm favorite. Shoot up a drone for the night, yeah, that's her favorite. Big dog with status, sipping on thug fashion. Get the work of their rap, it, put it under that mattress. Sex fifth is a habit, Margiela my fashion. All my exes from Texas, born out like Maverick. Speeding all night, yeah, run the light, yeah. One Patron with the lemon, yeah, lemon lime, yeah. Drink and drive, we gon' ride, yeah, ride or die, yeah. Only slide inside that pussy, yeah, when I'm high, yeah. Drink and drive, we do this all the time. Hop in the ride, please don't blow my eye. Motivation, yeah, I got that drive. On vacation, somewhere in Dubai. Bye bye.
Drink and drive, please don't drink and drive. Read the sign, don't catch a DUI, yeah. Swallow your pride if you don't wanna die. Take a eye, it's your life and mine. Swerving through the night. Ain't that shit too light, yeah. Catch a DUI. That's all about some minds.
Swerving down in a all black Suburban, made back 6'2". Close the curtains. Sipping strong on a fucking bourbon. I don't give a fuck, not a bit, I'm sipping. I don't give a fuck, I can purchase all up on my diamonds and my merchant. Somewhere in this world you're hurting. Oh my god, I did that shit on purpose. And I don't fail ya, I'm in the failure. I feel like that the failure, yeah, yeah, yeah. Failure, I took it for love, yeah. And shit get real, yeah. Million, with a billion, I'm a million, tryna rack up on a trillion. Willing, and I'm dealing.
I just like this feeling.
Wait a minute. Turn the music, turn the music. Who knew you can do this? Slow down, you know what you do, what you do. Keep doing what you do. I when you do this, the way you do it. Make it look like I'm. Let it ride to the music, it's so soothing. Ooh,
I just like
it
to look
at it.
Different week, same shit around here, dog. Ain't nothing new. Got a call from Kyle, told him I'm coming through. He told me stop, grab him a Sprite for his cup of goose. Through the phone, I could hear what they were bumping to. I went and made a pit stop, parked at the quick stop. Already had a fifth, but grabbed a six and some twist tops. Better safe than sorry. By the time I hit the party, it was already 10:40. I'm trying to blow the stress from my motherfucking work week off. Been like 5 months since I had a work week off. I'm at the door, ain't no sense in knocking. So I walk in, super low key, but it's popping. I give a nod to a kid that I never met. Then he asked for a cigarette. Told him I didn't smoke, but I let him finish his sentence. On my homie, so I dabbed him up. Then we started laughing at jokes that I kept on cracking. But yo, let's skip the chatting, cause I'm sober. Let me pour a shot. Nah, yo, let's pour a shot. I'ma drink this liquor till my body hit the floor and drop. Like, are we drinking more or not? Like, are we drinking more or not? I let the liquor hit my liver, probably killing myself. But that shit don't really matter when you feeling yourself. Hey, Logan about to roll a blunt. I don't really smoke a ton, he passed it to me anyway. Just cause I was the closest one, I took a look. Shit, you know what I'm saying. He's always got the loud pack, this got me choking again. I'm straight with it. Yeah, I'm kinda high, but I hold it all together like a paperclip. I made another drink, Future playing again. Heard that Molly Percocet joint banging again. Sat around the table chilling for like 2 or 3 hours, till the bottles ran dry and the food was devoured. I checked my phone around 1 in the morning, the time was soaring, and noticed that I had gotten a text that said I'm horny from this chick I wanna smash since last summer. Check my pocket, I was down to my last rubber, that's perfect. Couple homies dipped, another sleep on the couch. Told Kyle I was dipping, grab my keys and I'm out. He asked if I was straight to drive, said you freaking me out. Chill, dog, I'm fine, you freaking me out. On my mind, girl, I'm thinking about you. Let my car warm up for a minute or two. I've been thinking about the things that I'm itching to do, and ain't a single person stopping me from getting to you. I said I'm coming and she made a joke. It gave me hope that she'll do everything that she's saying, yo. I'm 20 minutes out, I can't reverse the mission. And truthfully, I am a little drunk, but I've driven under worse conditions 35 miles the whole time. Cause I don't need no cops stopping me at the goal line. And I don't need a DWI dog, cause I ain't got no money for that. Fuck, I barely even got enough money for gas. She texted, how close, baby? Yo, it's funny you ask. I'm about 10 minutes out, I'ma bustin' that ass. This what happens when you stick to the plan, dog. Know these back rows like the back of my hand, dog. I blinked for just a second. Shit, that really came up quicker than expected. Saw some lights, you didn't fucking realize the road is bending. I opened up my eyes, I'm alive. Doctors looking surprised with no major issues. It's a miracle, you're alright. I thank God on my guardian angel who used this halo to save me from something fatal. I'm eternally grateful. Then he got a little lower, looked me right in my eyes. Said you hit some other people and they didn't survive. You killed the mother and a baby, my daughter was 5. That was about the moment I was wishing I died. We'll be right back.
45 tucked by my side. Sip a little bit of this, sip that drink up. I'm so drunk when I drive. I'm Wood Crane gripping and tipping on some 24s. I pop the magic dragon and then blow smoke out of my nose. I try to tell him ain't nothing changed, but the mileage on the range. It's baby powder white and I whip it like cocaine. All up and down 285 and I'm going around in circles, man.
Episode 265, the Drink and Drive edition. We're closing out the show.
Yeah, I got a new Belgium Voodoo Ranger variety pack. That was quite good.
That is the cheapest like craft beer I've seen. Why is it so cheap? I don't get it. Does it really?
You don't like New Belgium?
I don't like the Voodoo Ranger or whatever and all that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, huh?
No, I don't know. It's just always cheap. I like Voodoo Ranger okay, but
I mean, New Belgium's pretty sweet overall. I mean, they're like, I think they're a B Corp. Maybe not. Pretty sure they're employee owned and all that stuff.
That's cool. Yeah, so, man, I mean, totally support New Belgium. I
got power tools going on in the background. I know. If you guys are
I thought that was your phone buzzing. Of course, you know, we're doing it via computer. Hopefully we'll actually hang out on April 17th. I still haven't gotten confirmation from the mighty gal and his busy schedule. He's traveling all the time.
Oh, wait, here we go. Here's the cacophony of sounds. We have the chainsaw and the ice cream truck. And I believe maybe a plane. I'm just waiting for the dog. Hold on.
Suburban Hellscape in Sacramento. We're all jammed packed next to each other. Fucking house.
Jesus.
Yeah, man. I
don't know, man. I think my yard's bigger than yours, bro.
Probably. I don't doubt it. So there you go. But we looked at a property just now. $15,000 for 50 acres in the middle of fucking nowhere. With no services.
Where? Nowhere.
Nordcana Highway near Nord, California.
In Nord?
Yeah. Like right next to Chico, you know? I'm crazy, dude. 55 or 50 acres, 15 G's.
I mean, owning property in California is owning property in California, right?
Yeah, maybe. How much is a well? Like 30 grand? 40 grand? You'd have to dig a well to get water. Who knows?
This is true. Yeah, like if you have no access to water, then it's basically...
There's no access to anything. So random, man.
And no rights to any water.
But you could not be jam-packed next to your fucking stupid-ass neighbor. I mean, I guess I really... You know, I play loud music and pee in the backyard. Don't give a fuck, but... Sure would be nice, man. Have a little space, have a little room. The California experience. Jam-packed in the suburbia.
But that's the thing. But, like... But then again, it's also... I don't know. 80 degrees.
It's 80 degrees, and there's, like, a Safeway right down the street. And
yeah.
In a gas station. You know what I mean? Like,
well, and not only is it 80 degrees, but it's, like, 80 degrees, but there's, like... There's a little bit of a breeze, and like, you know, it's just a day you'd be outside.
Yep, you can't beat the weather, that's for sure. Drinking and driving, that was the theme. And we're still making this shit 11 years later. I'd like to give a shout out to the Brothers Grimm. Yeah, man. He wants to do an episode, so.
Yeah, we gotta do like a, I don't know. Menage pod.
Everybody has a stupid fucking podcast. Nobody listens to this thing hardly, but still put out a badass product of fucking free, cool shredding, drunk driving song. And of course,
if people did listen to it, then it'd probably get shut down. So.
You think so?
Yes, I'm going for it.
I know, right? And closing out the show, some fucking Johnny Paycheck.
Oh, nice.
Into so Furlin Husky.
For those that don't know, that's a alias or alter ego of David Allan Coe.
Wrong. It is not.
It's not Coe?
No, it's not. That's John. You're thinking of Johnny Rebel.
No, Johnny Rebel. Sorry.
Watch the Tales from the Tour Bus about Johnny Paycheck. The amazing show on Cinemax. They only made 2 seasons, but it's great. Shit. All right, man. Thanks for listening. If you did, drinking and driving, you might die like in the last country song. We have to make it super depressing at the end. Or kill a small child.
Right? Like some guy like on the horrible, song does. Some just like horrible PSA that's like...
Yeah, from the 50s. Like,
I'm so thankful to be here now.
Yeah.
My stoma.
Oh, God.
Have sex with my stoma.
All right, we're close out the show.
I killed 52 children in the school bus.
Because he was drinking whiskey at 9 a.m. Here we go, closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Rhyme.
And, fucking drink up. It's treason.
But don't drive. Uber, I guess.
Yeah.
God gave us the heart to make it right. And walk free in the light of the day.
The lion. Ow. Set you free. To go crazy in the 20th century.
Say it now.
The lion. Take a long stride.
Take that walk.
On the money side. Of the sea. The lion.
The lion. Who set you free. I wanna know.
When it
$5 worth of regular, $3 worth of wine. Just hand me a road map, show me the state line. I got the blues on my bumper, Lord, I gotta leave them behind. Yeah, I'm gonna drink and drive that woman right off of my mind. She bought a ticket for Texas, left me late last night. I got a ticket this morning for a DUI. $10 is my very last dime. I'm gonna take it and drink and drive that woman right off of my mind. Breaker, breaker, this is heartache. Now hear me loud and clear. I got a memory on my tailgate. Hey, old Smokey's on the rear. I'm gonna chase my headlights till I can drink me blind. I'm gonna be drinking and driving that woman right off of my mind. Take it out, son. Do it. Took my grandma's picture and everything I had. I'm half tanked on misery. I've never felt so bad. My walls are filled with nothing. I can't face them tonight. So I'm gonna keep drinking and driving that woman right off of my mind. Breaker, breaker, this is heartache. Now hear me loud and clear. I got a memory on my tailgate. Lord, no smokies on my rear. I'm gonna chase my headlights till I can drink me blind. I'm gonna be drinking and driving that woman right off of my mind. Right off of my mind. I'll keep on drinking.
Friends, there's something been haunting me, and I just got to tell you about it. I saw an accident one day that would chill the heart of any man and teach them not to drink a drop while the steering wheel's in their hand. This awful accident occurred on the 20th day of May and caused two dear little children to be sleeping beneath the clay. These two little kids walked side by side along the state highway. Their poor old mother, she had died, and their daddy had run away. As these two little kids walked arm in arm, how sad their hearts did feel, when around the curve came a speeding car with a drunk man at the wheel. The drunk man saw the two little kids and he hollered a drunkard sound, "Get out of the road, you little fools!" And the car, it brought them down. The bumper struck the little girl, taking her life away, while the little boy in a puddle of blood in the ditch line there did lay. The drunk man staggered from his car to see the damage that he had done, and he let out a yell you could hear for miles when he recognized his dying son. Such mourning from a drunken man I've never heard before. While kneeling at the running board, he prayed to heaven's door, saying, "Oh God, please forgive me for this awful crime I've done." And his attention then was called away by the words of his dying son. And he said, "Daddy, why did you do this to us? How come you run us to the ground? It was you and Mommy we was talking about when the car, it brought us down. And I was just telling little sister that I knew we'd see you again someday. But Daddy, why did it have to be like this? Why did it have to be this way? Why, Daddy, why?
The vast majority of us drink it. We all have our own relationship with it. But just how does alcohol affect us? Especially when we get behind the wheel of a car. Each time we drink, our body must process the alcohol we consume. A journey that starts at our lips and ends when all the alcohol has gone from our system. The first step in this process is absorption. After being swallowed, the alcohol travels to the stomach. Some of the alcohol immediately goes straight through our stomach wall and into our bloodstream. The rest of the alcohol travels to the small intestine. Here, the alcohol is absorbed more quickly into the bloodstream than from the stomach. Tiny blood vessels and capillaries in both the stomach and intestines transport the alcohol to all parts of the body. And all this happens within minutes of swallowing your first sip of alcohol. So how does the way we drink affect our intoxication level? It's not the overall amount of alcohol in our system that dictates levels of intoxication, but the percentage of alcohol in our bloodstream. This is referred to as BAC, or blood alcohol concentration. The speed at which we absorb alcohol into our bloodstream can be affected both by how quickly we drink and the amount of food we've eaten. Food can help slow down the absorption process and reduce our level of intoxication. But it's important to note that if you've eaten food, the alcohol you drink will be present in your body for longer, and you may stay over the legal driving limit for longer. The next step in the process is distribution. The alcohol, now carried in the blood, enters the liver, which will make its first attempt at removing it. The liver can only remove about 1 unit per hour. Any amount above this will be carried in the bloodstream to other organs, muscle tissue, and the brain. As the alcohol penetrates our tissue and cells, it distorts their molecules, preventing them from working properly. Our brain cells are particularly affected in this way. So, how does our body get rid of the alcohol? The blood returns to the liver for another attempt at elimination, and will continue again and again until there is no more present. As you can see, the body takes much longer to eliminate alcohol than it does to absorb it. And there's nothing we can do to speed up that process. Drinking black coffee, having a cold shower, or taking in fresh air will not sober someone up. At best, it may make them feel less drowsy for a short while. So, not much can speed up the elimination process, but can anything slow it down? Lots of everyday drugs can hinder our body's ability to eliminate alcohol. These include medications to treat hay fever, coughs, colds and headaches, sleep, anxiety, or depressive illness, and any preparation that includes codeine or paracetamol. Because the liver is so important for alcohol elimination, anything that stops it functioning to its full potential will also slow down the process, including illness, age-related degeneration, or in the case of young people, the liver's immature state. We've seen how alcohol affects the organs and cells in our bodies, but how does this impact on the way we drive? The very presence of alcohol may be a factor in the decision to drive in the first place. That's because our brain's ability to make an accurate assessment of risk will be severely limited. Once you're in the car, your inability to make sensible decisions could also increase the likelihood of a collision, either through excess or inappropriate speed or risky driving behavior. Your spatial awareness will also be impacted. That's your ability to judge distance, negotiate gaps, and tell the speed of your own vehicle or that of another. Alcohol can affect us in different ways depending on our mood or state of mind at the time of drinking. If we're happy and content, it can heighten our good feeling. But the flip side is that drinking when we're in a low mood, feeling victimized, or in the aftermath of receiving bad news, can lead to severe depression and, in extreme cases, suicidal thoughts or actions.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.